Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. This time we are bringing on to the postgame show Coach Bill Farr of the North County Raiders. Coach, a 4-0 victory for you guys. And let's just start off talking about your thoughts on those four goals. A couple of lucky bounces or fortuitous bounces for you guys, and then players in good position to put them into the back of the net.
Yeah, Ella's our leading scorer by far, and you know she can make those awkward bounces settle down pretty quick. We always tell them to hit the goal hard, and that's where we got a couple of them. They play hard. They play hard, and they're starting to get possession down. So if we can get everything clicking, we'll be all right.
Coach, I had Clayton Patterson. You probably don't know him. He was a defensive player for DeSoto for the soccer team. Brought him up, and his biggest observation was just how well you guys surround the person with the ball. When it comes to your defense or your midfield or your forwards, just surrounding the DeSoto players and not giving them any lanes to really pass the ball or much space to, you know, have those 5-10-yard passes. And it was something that was very evident here tonight.
Well, we've really practiced that. We want our defense to hold them up and wait for help. Wait till you hear a turn. And the mids have to come over and help. And that way we have several options, and they're really buying into it. And our defense, I can't say enough about our defense. I mean, they go, who's this? Who do you think is? My defensive line plays hard all night, and they don't get the glory because they're the defensive line.
Right.
But they're really good.
It just seemed like confidence-wise, you guys really had it. You know exactly how to feed off of that, feed off the energy of everyone around. And, you know, I mean, playing an 80-minute game isn't easy. It's nice to have those substitutions come in, but those subs have to be ready to go into spots that are very, you know, that where there's some good, where there's a lot of responsibility to keep up that same pressure. So when you bring in a midfielder for a midfielder, you probably expect them to keep swarming the ball. A defender to watch the back line, also to swarm, you know, close down the space. And so, you know, the fact that you rotate, it seemed to be about 5 or 6 girls here tonight, and they come in and they don't give up goals either.
No, they we pay a lot of attention to the game, and I tell that, I go, you know, you're sitting on the bench, you got to watch your position, you got to see what they do. And my younger ones are really good at mimicking what the older ones do, and it's paying off.
And let's see here, we had Emma Goggle came in, got some minutes. Aaron Gantz did a good job. Emma Becker was good at pushing the ball forward for you guys out of the midfield, it seemed. And Matty Oder, a starting midfielder for you, had some opportunities. But really, I mean, what impressed me even the most about the offense was, like you said, putting the ball hard onto the net as hard as you possibly can. And then, you know, getting into the right spots is also very, very beneficial to being able to score goals. When it came to the offensive side for you tonight, what was the key to being able to put 4 goals?
We talk about it. We go, you know, it's if you watch even our goalie, any goalie, you put a hard shot in, very rarely do they catch it cleanly. It's going to bounce. It's going to bounce to the ground. So let's crash the goal. Let's keep crashing. We're not going to score a lot of breakaway goals. As you can tell, we missed several that were breakaway goals, but we're going to get the trash goals, and that's what we got to really work on. We got to work on concentrating when that ball's bouncing, watch the ball, knee or ball, just punch it in. And they're doing really good at that.
Our Patsy's Furniture play of the game, Coach. I'm going to just I think I'll go with the free kick taken after the back pass was called, because that was a beautiful setup. Farr stepped on top of the ball, then, you know, sort of laid it off there for Gant, who then kicked it in pretty strong for you guys.
Yeah, those two play really good together, and, you know, I think she was more excited that it went in because it actually worked. When we have plays that work, they get excited.
That's really awesome. Patsy's Furniture, by the way, they say that you'll love to shop there. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. As for the Applebee's player of the game, Coach, I'm going to go with Julie Farr. I mean, I said her name a million times tonight, and with good reason. She took a couple of corner kicks that led to some goals. She was constantly in the middle of all of the action. I felt like she had her foot on the ball just about every single second of tonight's game. So for me, she was the difference maker here tonight.
Well, thank you. The kids, they get on her because she's like Mighty Mike. She's the littlest one out there most of the time, and she works hard. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and hopefully she'll enjoy that free entree there. Applebee's player of the game again going to Julie Farr, doing good in the neighborhood. Applebee's in Farmington, and Coach, one last thing before I let you go. It's a two-part question and kind of two different thoughts. Your goalkeeper, Brianna Morgan, excellent game here tonight. I want to get your thoughts on her and then Hillsborough tomorrow night.
Brianna's improved so much. She's gotten more confidence. She's been our goalie last year. But the confidence in her, you can just see it. I mean, she's not thinking about when she should come out. She's either going or she's – I can't talk enough about her. She's going to be the reason we succeed because of the confidence which she brings forth towards the defense, towards the mids, towards the forwards. And Hillsborough's going to be tough because they're always tough. And this is our fourth game in a row, so we're going to be tired. But they seem to dig out of it all the time. So – It'll be a good game. Good conditioning this week.
Yes, certainly will be. Coach, congratulations on the win off to a 3-1 start. Best luck tomorrow against Hillsborough.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. That is Bill Farr, head coach of the North County Lady Raiders girls soccer team, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Again, final score 4-0. North County gets the win. Bailey Roken got the first goal 3 minutes in. Julie Farr followed that up 2 minutes later with a goal of her own. And then Ella Gant with two goals in the first half at the 25-minute mark. And at the 11-minute mark to seal the win for North County.